Welcome to StarCast on Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves horoscope column, here with an update for Friday, the 20th of August, 2021. Looking ahead at the very unusual full moon in Aquarius, the second of the two covered extensively in the previous edition, as well as the sun's ingress into Virgo and a few other details. This morning, Friday morning, at about 4:48 a.m., the moon entered the sign Aquarius, where it will be through most of the weekend and where it's in position to form an exact opposition to the sun on Sunday. We'll get there. The main event of the day on Friday is the moon's conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius. Remember that Saturn is the ruler of the sign Aquarius. It is not Uranus. That is something of a historical error. Yes, there's some connection between Uranus and Aquarius, but in classical astrology, Saturn is the ruler. So Saturn is a very strong thing in Aquarius. If you want to understand Aquarius, study Saturn. If you want to understand Saturn, study Aquarius. The moon and Saturn form a conjunction at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Daylight. And my take on moon-Saturn contacts is that they are good for business. So therefore, take care of business. Pay attention to what you are doing. Make your plans carefully and methodically, and also remember to be flexible. Overnight, Friday into Saturday, the moon will form a sextile to Chiron in Aries. Chiron's a long-term visitor to Aries, spending 9 years. It's a little bit less than halfway through, so I've got about 5 more years of Chiron in Aries, and this is the kind of thing we really need to take advantage of, because Chiron in Aries is one of the most important, let's say, significators in all of astrology for this mysterious and elusive thing that is no longer talked about by anyone except for me, which is self-actualization. What is self-actualization? Well, it is the actualization of yourself. It is about becoming a whole, distinct, real, evolved, and developed person. Not wearing the button, not wearing the t-shirt, not the bumper sticker, but doing the real work of personal growth and evolution. And so whenever planets are making aspects to that Chiron, it brings that quality forward. Now, speaking of making aspects, Venus is newly in Libra. And this is significant because there's, first of all, Libra is ruled by Venus, and also because there is so much in the cardinal signs that that Venus is going to be picking up. It recently made a square to a point called Pholus. That was one of the first things it did. And this is, I guess in the simplest term, it's about the kind of genie moving through the genetic line involving alcohol and relationship dysfunction. That's why I would describe that that total pattern of Venus and Libra square Pholus in Capricorn. Venus is also now opposite Salacia. Salacia is a relatively new, like, I don't know, maybe it's been around for about 20 years, newly discovered, I think, very significant outer planet. It's out around the realm of where Pluto is, so it's got something like a 257-year orbit, I think, and it is currently in early Aries. And in my investigation of Salacia, what I come up with is it's about the process of maturing sexually. Now, sexual maturity also is going to include sexual healing. What is that besides a song by Marvin Gaye? There is actually something. A lot of people are free to talk about how wounded they are, how sexually injured they are, and they feel, and the aggressions and the deceptions that they have suffered. But where's the healing process? I do talk about this in the new edition of Tantra Studio. That is available right on the front page of planetwaves.fm. At the time of this broadcast, it's the second program down, and it is available early again. Tantra Studio on Planet Waves FM. I give my introduction to the whole matter of sexual healing. This continues to come up over the next week or so as Venus in Libra makes an opposition to Chiron in Aquarius. And to me, that's about really finding the words to express the feelings, to have the kind of honest relationships that you need to have, which are really the only ones where it is possible to find actual trust and healing. Trust, remember, is the essential ingredient in love. On Saturday at 6:11 a.m., early in the morning, for those of you who get up to go fishing or go jogging or roaming around the city or the woods, the moon is square Uranus. So the moon is in Aquarius. Uranus is in Taurus, very important player in our times, indicative of the radically, rapidly changing values that we're experiencing that seem to revise everything suddenly, unexpectedly, and overnight. So the moon will be making a square to Uranus in Taurus. Along the way to doing that, it's also making an aspect to the conjunction I mentioned in a previous program, which is Mercury-Mars in a conjunction in Virgo. Here's what I think about that. The moon in Aquarius is about group orientations. Mars is always going to be about individuality of some kind, and Mercury has some of that feeling too, because Mercury is what you actually are thinking and the mental framework from which you're making your decisions. And when you put that together with some important points in Aquarius, the question is, when are you really thinking your own thoughts? This is the thing to ponder. When are you actually thinking in an original fashion? I've noticed quite a few people think, well, it's exactly what everyone else is thinking, therefore it must be original. But that's the exact opposite of originality. And as I have said a number of times, no matter who may pressure you into a decision, no matter who you may conform to, actually, in the end, you are still responsible for your own decisions. And so whatever the basis of a decision you make, in the end, you have to live with that choice. And that is why it is very important to stand above and beyond the very powerful, toxic version of Aquarian astrology that we are getting. And the toxic version of Aquarius is conformity at all costs. By the way, for those new to Planet Waves, I have a major ebook about this called Aquarian Era, Aquarian Age. You can learn about that right on the front page of planetwaves.net. All right, then we're up to the full moon on Sunday. This takes place at 8:01 a.m., actually 8:01:51, so more like 8:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for those of you who do full moon meditations. The very exciting thing about this full moon that I have covered in the last couple of editions, in case you feel like digging up a few more details, but I'll go over it again right now, is that it's taking place in the last degrees of Leo and Aquarius. That makes it the second full moon in the sign Aquarius. The first one was, I believe, on the 23rd of July in degree number 2 of across Leo Aquarius. And so because the moon has only a 29-day cycle and the sun moves through the sign in 30 days, if you have a full moon very early in the sign, you get to have a second one very late in the sign. That's exactly what is going on. Now, there's a degree-by-degree system that gives images for each of the degrees of the zodiac. It's called the Sabian Symbols. My favorite version of this is a book called An Astrological Mandala. If you ever see one in a store, it's red. Get it. They're going for about $100 on eBay now because they were put out of print for some reason. They're still in high demand. It still sells well if it's $100 on eBay, and or Amazon, whatever. And the last degrees of Leo and Aquarius happen to be my favorite degrees in the whole business. There are some fun runs of degrees, like the last five degrees of the zodiac are really exciting, and the first and last degrees of all the signs are interesting and make you wonder about this channeling process, which is easy to find out about it. It was channeled by a clairvoyant and an astrologer named Reverend Dr. Mark Edmund Jones in 1925. Elsie Wheeler was the clairvoyant wheelchair-bound woman. They took a stack of index cards. Anyway, they channel these symbols, and this is what they are. And the last degrees of Leo versus Aquarius are Leo, an unsealed letter. So the sun is moving through Leo, the last degree of Leo this weekend, and the Sabian is an unsealed letter. Well, that's really interesting. I think that the notion of the unsealed letter is a reminder that anything that we say, do, think ultimately becomes known, particularly now. Although, you know, having your social security number breached is different from an unsealed letter. Unsealed letter is really the personal material that matters to you, and the reminder to be aware that this is not ultimately private, no matter how private you think it is. Now, in the opposite degree, in the last degree of Aquarius, the moon is going to be full in that degree, which is the main event. The moon moves through that degree in just 2 hours, and so therefore where that happens to be is significant. And where it happens to be is a degree that describes a soul going through its initiatory metamorphosis into its new and evolved form, and then it emerges into its soul group. So note the order in which things happen. There is the need for individual process. The individual journey of the aspirant or initiate, that'd be you, is emphasized first, and then that initiate or aspirant gets to meet their soul group. You go through your process of individuation and self-actualization first, and this emphasizes the fact that a group is only a group of individuals. A group is not like the thing at a football game where everyone cheers at exactly the same time, or a concert where everyone holds up their Bic lighter, is that still allowed at the same time? Rather, a group is a group of people who are either individuated or in the process of individuating, and that is wholesome, healthy, functional Aquarius. The dysfunctional side of Aquarius, the toxic, dark side of Aquarius, is where the group pressures everyone else to do what the group somehow thinks is right. And the question is, who's making that decision? Whose choice is that? Who's to say what the right thing is? Well, in our society, we have to watch for when talking point memos go out to every network. We have to watch for when public relations firms come up with the messaging and the language. Often the group is a focus group. It's not actually any legitimate group that has some actual authority over a matter, but rather it is a pre-selected assortment of people who then are guided in a brainstorming session to find out the most infectious, least common denominator concept to essentially manipulate the rest of society. A guy named Frank Luntz is the genius of this. His book is called It's Not What You Say, It's What People Hear. It is a very good book, and Luntz at least will work for anyone who will pay him. But he explains the process of crafting and constructing propaganda. And so anyone who believes that what is broadcast on television or on the major news channels is automatically true is the perfect customer for propaganda. Okay, so then the moon immediately jumps into Pisces, and then soon after the full moon, that's on the morning of the 22nd, Sunday, and then later in the day on Sunday at 5:35 p.m., the sun enters Virgo, and the last month of the summer season begins. Virgo is a mutable Earth sign, so it's the last month of summer in the northern hemisphere, the last month of winter in the southern hemisphere. It's been chilly down there from what I've been reading, although chilly is not an understatement when it comes to describing current conditions in Sydney, Australia. Anyway, the sun moves into Virgo, the mutable sign at the end of the northern hemisphere summer season, and what we get with that is a lot about integration, integrity, and the holistic principle. The holistic principle is the idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That if you want to treat a specific problem, that you treat the whole system, you don't just fire a bullet at what you think the problem is. So it's whole system thinking, and this includes any rational way of considering the environment. Holistic thinking is a lot about the environment, meaning the ground or the background, that which is usually invisible. I'm planning to add my new article on the holistic principle to the front page of planetwaves.net sometime this weekend. Currently on the front page, the time of this recording, is my article on the full moon. Again, planetwaves.net, also planetwaves.fm. We are a commercial-free, subscriber-supported service. Sorry if you're getting ads on the YouTube version of this. We have no idea why that is. We are not getting the money from those ads. And so we're wondering who is getting the money, I guess, besides Alphabet Incorporated. I've got a new book out called Planets in Motion 2022. Check for that also on the front page of planetwaves.net. And excellent, affordable readings are available. Explore that website. It is worth it. There are all kinds of little gifts waiting for you. If you do, get a free membership and you get extra free clicks. Signing off for the weekend, at least for now. I'll be back at 10 p.m. on Friday with a new edition of PlanetWaves.fm. I'll meet you there. Thanks for listening, and stay in touch.